This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. He's a regular contributor here. His name is Jim Witt, longtime meteorologist and the man behind theweatherwiz.com. And Jim, today you're going to tell us how to make a weather forecast.
Usually these little known facts are not mentioned in weather books. So folks, if you want to take some notes, here goes. With regard to forecasting temperatures, keep in mind that clouds are very important. Coldest nights occur when skies are absolutely clear, the winds are calm, humidity is very low, and the ground has a deep snow cover. In other words, the coldest nights occur when the center of a high-pressure system is located directly over the area for which you are forecasting. On the other hand, the warmest days occur when you have a cloudless sky, little or no wind, low humidity, and the ground is free of any snow cover. You got to remember, clouds act as a blanket and reflect sunlight and thus cause cooler days, and clouds at night prevent heat from escaping from the earth and thus cause temperatures to stay mild at night. So clouds, cool days, mild nights. Now let's see how winds can affect weather forecasting. Keep in mind, winds always bring the characteristics of the weather from the location from which they come. In other words, a north wind would come from Canada, where it is cold. Thus, a northerly wind brings cold weather. A southerly wind comes from the south, where it's warm. Thus, a southerly wind brings warm weather. Westerly winds come from the interior of the continent, where it is dry. Thus, westerly winds bring dry weather, except naturally on the west coast, where a westerly wind would come off the Pacific Ocean and thus would bring moisture in off the ocean. Easterly winds come from the ocean, the Atlantic in most areas, and thus bring moisture in off the ocean. Now, when you combine winds, for example, a northeast wind, which comes from the northeast, it would bring cold, wet weather. Cold from the north, wet from the east, from the ocean. Northeast winds are snow winds during the winter season in many areas of the country. Northwest winds would bring cold weather from the north and dry from the west, and thus a northwest wind brings cool, dry weather. Southwest wind brings warm, dry weather, while a southeast wind would bring, not so fast. It would depend on the season. In the summertime, the ocean waters are still relatively cool from the preceding winter. Thus, a southeast wind during the summertime would bring cool, moist air from the ocean. In the wintertime, the ocean is still relatively warm from the preceding summer. Thus, a southeast wind along coastal sections would be warm and moist. This is the reason coastal sections many times receive rain, while inland sections receive snow from the same storm. Let's talk a little bit more about winds. However, this time, let's talk about upper air winds, winds that are blowing at heights of 15 to 18,000 feet. These are the winds that move our weather systems at the surface. On a weather map, these winds are indicated at what they call the 500 millibar level. If you go to theweatherwiz.com and go to the very bottom of the page, you will see Wiz School. Click on it. Then go to Forecast Methods. Click on 5-0. Here you will find the 500 millibar winds, both direction and speed. Simple decoding instructions are given. Now, these are very important winds because weather systems at the surface, including storms and precipitation, move along the ground at speeds of one-half the wind speeds at the 500 millibar level. So if the wind speeds at, we'll call it 18,000 feet, or 50 knots, then a storm system and its precipitation on the surface would move at 25 knots. This is very helpful when making a weather forecast. Let's say you're planning an outdoor party starting at 3 p.m. and lasting until 9 p.m. You see the 18,000-foot winds are coming from the southwest at a speed of 50 knots. It's raining 250 miles to your southwest. You have to do some calculating. Let's see. The exact time you're making the forecast is 1 p.m. The precipitation 250 miles away, and since the upper air wind is blowing at 50 knots, the precip will be moving in your direction at a speed of 25 knots. 250 miles divided by 25 knots gives you 10 hours. Is it going to rain on your party? Remember, it's now 1 p.m. 10 hours from now, it will be 11 p.m. Your party ends at 9 p.m. Your party will be dry, at least weather-wise.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This pint-sized gymnast vaulted her way into America's heart when she won five medals at the 1984 Summer Olympics. Two bronze, two silver, and the all-around gold.
There it is.
She did it.
And the gold medal. The gold medal goes to Mary Lou Retton.
So where is Mary Lou Retton now? Mary Lou made her way to Hollywood, appearing in the movies Scrooged and Naked Gun 33 and a Third. Today, she lives in her native West Virginia, where she's the official spokesperson for Mon General Hospital. That's not a soap opera, but she has appeared on Baywatch and Mary Lou's Flip Flop Shop, a PBS show she hosted emphasizing children's fitness.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Flip Flop Shop. I'm so glad you could join us.
Mary Lou flipped, but the show flopped. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting on an Italian doctor who believes that many cancers are connected to yeast infections. Many women routinely suffer yeast infections, while both sexes can get an internal yeast infection known as Candida albicans, a form of fungus in the blood. It can give us intense starch and sugar cravings, mood sways, chronic exhaustion, depression, and chronic digestive problems like gas, bloating, and cramps. The Italian medical studies suggest that this fungus infection is the basis of cancer cell formations. The growth of the fungus colonies, together with the reaction of the tissue that tries to fend itself against the invasion, causes tumors. The doctor says he always finds cancer cells embedded in yeast colonies and says he has successfully treated cancer with common baking soda, which makes the body more alkaline, an environment that kills cancer cells.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.